Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Guthrie County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from District 4 Iowa State Patrol Resource Officer is Shelby McCready, now joining us. So thank you very much for coming on.
Well, thank you for the invitation. Always a pleasure.
You bet. And I hear fairly recently you were able to team up with some local law enforcement entities to put on a kind of an educational course for some of our area youngsters in some high schools to try and make them more aware of some of their driving habits and traffic laws.
On the 8th, the Iowa State Patrol, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office, and then the Panora Police Department all joined forces for a safety initiative that we ran simultaneously, actually, at the Guthrie Center High School and the Panora High School. And I guess when you talk about how this all came about, is as part of the ongoing safety initiatives that we have at the Iowa State Patrol, we try to identify the opportunities that aren't necessarily completely enforcement focused. You know, contrary to what people say, we're not just out there trying to write tickets and make people miserable, but rather we look for opportunities to impact potential to change dangerous habits that people might be developing. So with that in mind, coupled with the fact that the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has received numerous traffic complaints recently regarding students driving recklessly, driving, you know, excessive speed, we put our heads together and really came up with this multi-agency project that was geared more towards identifying the dangerous driving behaviors, addressing them with the students, and then educating the students about the changes that they need to make. What we did was, is about 40 minutes prior to school starting, we worked school traffic, and we were looking for primarily was cell phone usage, seatbelt, obviously if they were coming in quickly, speed related issues. But really what drove it is there have been multiple crashes statewide over the last 4 weeks that have resulted in quite a few teenage fatalities. So we're looking at this as a prevention as kind of a key. So we really focused heavily on the cell phone usage behind the wheel as well as the seatbelts. And then after the school day started, I was very privileged, and so were the individuals involved from the Sheriff's Office as well as Chief Rising from Panora. The schools allowed us to come in and do about 30-minute assembly with the students. And what we did was at that assembly, we explained to the kids, you know, we're not picking on you. We're trying to modify behavior. We're trying to really instill in you that the choices you make on a daily basis can be incredibly impactful to the point of life and death. And so we're trying to intervene now before the community has to learn the lesson the hard way. And when I say that, you know, that means the community has to be impacted negatively by an unfortunate fatality of a high school student. So that's what we're trying to avoid. And so we explained the logic, we explained the reasoning, we explained the behaviors we want them to change. The county attorney was also involved, Brenna Bird. She came in and spoke to the students about, you know, the penalties that are involved. The misnomer is that teens believe, oh, well, if I'm a minor, you know, it's not a big deal. And so she explained to them that, yes, indeed, they can be charged, you know, with adult criminal charges because the law allows that, even though you're under the age of 18, that because of the situation and if, you know, you're involved in a fatal crash where you were on your phone, you know, that she will charge you as an adult and then what the consequences and the penalties are and how the judges don't have leeway with some of these charges in terms of sentencing. And I think it was a really good opportunity for the kids to understand that maybe some of their preconceived ideas were not necessarily true, you know, about what the law could and couldn't do to them. So over the course of that 40 minutes, we had 18 different stops. We interacted with 18 different kids, multiple seatbelt violations. I believe we had 6 seatbelt violations, 5 speed infractions, and then 3 of the cell phone violations. We did issue citations for seatbelts because that is a behavior that is critical that needs to be changed. But as far as all the other violations that we dealt with that day, it was more of an education-based situation than a, you know, we weren't out there just to write tickets.
Well, it sounds to me you're kind of describing a proactive approach in law enforcement, where I think a lot of people tend to think law enforcement to be quite reactionary, but this seems to me like a proactive approach to try and prevent issues from occurring.
And that's really what generated this conversation because, you know, the sheriff's office had received multiple complaints about, you know, kids are driving recklessly. You know, you guys need to get out there and keep these kids from killing themselves or killing somebody else. And so there was a concerted effort, you know, in the months of end of February and into March where there was some additional presence on the highways coming into, you know, Guthrie Center and coming into Panora to try and to work this traffic from a standpoint of, you know, these kids are driving excessive speeds. And the complaints were valid because there were some very high speeds, you know, on Highway 25, Highway 4, 44, through conversations with the sheriff's office, you know, about, wow, these kids are really driving fast. You know, we got to talking about, well, what other habits, what other behaviors are they displaying? And, you know, somebody said, wow, well, kids are on their phone all the time and half of them don't wear seatbelts. And so really it was an idea born from just conversation about, you know, these kids are developing bad habits. These kids are developing habits that unfortunately have been causes of the other fatal crashes across the state. And so it's like, how do we modify their behavior? How do we convince them that you may not think driving 85 is a big deal, but it really is. You may not think not wearing your seatbelt is a big deal, but it really is. You may think looking at that Snapchat is not a big deal, but it really is. And so it was an attempt to be proactive. And like I said, I owe a lot of gratitude to, you know, Principal Stanley in Panora and Principal Lynch in Guthrie Center. You know, when I went and met with them and asked them to carve some time out of the school day for us to come and talk to them, they were incredibly willing. Yes, absolutely. You know, whatever you can do to encourage these kids to practice safe behaviors, because they recognize as well as we do, the toughest lessons are the most painful ones, which means you're losing a classmate. And that's what we want to avoid. We want the lessons to be learned without somebody having to pay the ultimate price for their mistake.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program, here with Iowa State Patrol Trooper Shelby McCready joining us once again for part one of our two-part series. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.